From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. An Alameda County judge has ruled that tens of thousands of California felons should be eligible to vote, overturning a decision made by Secretary of State Deborah Bowen in 2011. Ben Adler has more from Sacramento.
At issue in this case are 42,000 low-level felons, offenders now treated differently under Governor Jerry Brown's Criminal Justice Realignment. That's the program where non-serious, non-violent, non-sex offenders serve their sentences in county jails, not state prisons. When they're released, they become the responsibility of county probation departments, not state parole agents. And in late 2011, just as realignment was getting off the ground, Secretary of State Deborah Bowen told county elections officials not to allow those released offenders to vote. Her rationale being that they should be treated the same as they were before realignment. Now, Alameda County Judge Avelio Grillo is overturning Bowen's decision. The judge says that in passing realignment, the legislature intended the program to help reintegrate the low-level felons into society, and that should include the right to vote. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
A new report from California's nonpartisan legislative analyst's office says the state is $340 billion in debt. That breaks down to $8,500 for every Californian. Most of the debt is an unfunded liability. That includes pension and retiree health care programs, especially the California State Teachers Retirement System, or CalSTRS. Ryan Miller with the LAO says now that the economy is improving, Governor Brown and state lawmakers should start paying that money back.
Clearly, these are things that, especially in the case of CalSTRS, the sooner we can act to begin to pay down that liability, in future years there'd be more money in the budget for other priorities.
That includes Medi-Cal and other health and human services programs. Besides the retirement liabilities, the state is also on the hook for bonds borrowed to pay for infrastructure projects and budget balancing gimmicks from previous years that Brown has labeled the wall of debt. That's the KRCB California Update. I'm Mark Prell.